thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless the reading and the hearing of your word. So, we're going to open to two places this morning. Deuteronomy 8:18. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is a big deal. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm reading from the King James Version. Verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. Say this. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe. And I believe the word of the living God. Now, I won't read all that, but look down here at this 21st verse. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made. Made. Made the righteousness of God in him. That is not holiness. That's a different thing, and we'll talk about that later. Now, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. Verse 15, or 14. Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible, listen, that great and terrible wilderness. Aren't you glad you're not there this morning? I don't know of anyone that's trying to get out of the United States unless they're called on a mission field. Anyway, that's here and there. Who led you through the great wilderness with manna, which the fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, that he might prove thee to do thee good. Oh, to do what?
Good.
Did you ever hear of any dry bads? No, they're dry goods. Just thought so. And thou say in thine heart, my power and might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Why, Brother Copeland? That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto the fathers. And people say prosperity. First thing somebody thinks of is money. Well, the Apostle John said, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But we don't start there. I like the way Creflo Dollar put it. There's a pie. Money and financial ability is just a piece of the pie. Amen.
Amen.
You need to prosper spiritually.
Yes.
That's being born again. And then prosper by being baptized in the Holy Ghost. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. I'm going to talk about this. Bala 2025 will come alive. Bola shadagla sisi farada the smoke popo ali atatla. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. Remember the Lord God. Remember. 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 I put an exclamation point that remember the Lord God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth. Why? That He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. He swore it. Remember, these are blood covenants. Get that, become covenant-minded, blood.
Yes.
That's the reason the Lord finally allowed Greg Stevens and me to do a book on it. Become righteousness of God-minded. I didn't know that November the 2nd in 1962 when I accepted Jesus. I heard the Lord say it, Kenneth, if you don't get straight with me, you headed to a devil's hell. I said, I know it, but what do I do now? I heard Mrs. Taggart's voice. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. I didn't know anything about new creature. So Jesus, in His benevolence, gave me solid evidence. I just said it. I said, Jesus, come into my heart. And profanity was gone forever. Then I found out later I was a new creature because I was scripturally illiterate. And it really, T.L. Osborne said, Copeland, you're born free. You didn't have any religion to unlearn. Gloria, I neither one did. And it really didn't make things easy to receive because there wasn't anything in our backgrounds. I mean, the first thing we ever heard was faith. And you can't please God without it, so is He going to teach faith again? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't get saved without it. It's impossible to please God without it. You must believe that He is. And the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Glory to God. Now, the Hebrew word, now listen to this, make note of this. The Hebrew word get in this verse, you translate it to do, to fashion, to accomplish, produce, or acquire property. Amen. Did you ever stop and think about the fact that there's no record of Abraham ever being sick? Now, there's a lot of other folks, but he never was sick. He was fully persuaded. You know why he was fully persuaded? Would you like for me to tell you why he's fully persuaded? He shed blood at 100 years old. Do you know? Can you imagine how painful that was? An old man like that being circumcised. And he bled and never did gripe about it. Glory to God. So now listen to this. Let's turn to Proverbs. and we will look at 10. And then we'll read it from the Classic Amplified. Which is now a KCM product. The blessing of the Lord. Now, the blessing of the Lord began in the garden. And then came down through the ages and then became the blessing of Abraham. And if you be in Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The blood promises. Now, listen to this. The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. It is a spot to self-confident fool to do wickedness, but to have skillful and godly wisdom is pleasure and relaxation of man's understanding. Did you enjoy the music that you came into this morning? Yes. I had that in my heart for years. No voices. So we gathered at Michael Howell's studio. David Ellis was there, of course. I said, no, slow it down. Slow it down. No. Slow it down, please. So he said, let me set up the metronome. They got it down, and I said, that's it right there. Now people can put that on at night and just listen to it as you go to sleep on your DVR. Just play that CD. Does that just put you there? Just put you in his presence. I just wanted you to know that. So now, listen. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow on toiling. God will generously provide all you need. 2 Corinthians 9:8 through 11 and AMPC. In all your ways, submit to him. So, now then, let's talk about this. I want to go back over there. Let's go to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for you, Israel, is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they be ignorant or uninformed of God's righteousness. Do you hear that? They don't know about it. But for the anointed one and his anointing, the Christ, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith, the righteousness which is of what?
Faith.
The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Don't say in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring the anointed one down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, Rick Renner, I was watching him last night after Flashpoint. You can become, if you're not aware of it, and you spend very little time in prayer, and you spend very little time in the Word, you can become faith bored. Oh, no, he's going to teach on faith again. He's going to teach on prosperity again. Yes, I am. I have an assignment. Right at the very beginning. I heard the Lord say, teach my people true prosperity. True prosperity. And teach on it in your messages. True prosperity. And so that's why I do it. I have an assignment to do that. For another 32 years. And that faith and praise, that's what I had in my heart to produce that Victory Through Praise album. Praise and worship. With no vocals, just beautiful music with which to praise the King of the universe. And you know what happened when they turned it on. It was just all of a sudden we were just there. And I listened to it in my car. And I can put it on at night and listen and go to bed praising and worshiping. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This, the Word of God, it is His bond. He's not a man that He should lie. But then the Son of Man came, and He could have lied, but He didn't. Are you listening to me? He didn't do it. And so we need to put ourselves in that place. Thank you, Jesus. Look now. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek or the Gentile. For the same Lord over all is rich unto the, all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they've not believed? They can't. How shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent? They can't. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. What's that 17th verse say? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What said it? Scripture said it. Now, here's the way this book works. The prophets spoke it in the first covenant so that it might be fulfilled in the second. Now, I have this on my mirror where I shave every morning. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. In order to fulfill it, it had to be prophesied to get it into the earth. And once it's in the earth, the devil can't get it out. And that's the reason the devil would kill the prophets, trying to stop it. Well, he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so... Then just read to him. Mr. Devil, in case you can't read. You just let him know that he doesn't have anything to say about it. You have no part or lot in this. So I'll just remind you of what the great God said in the Garden of Eden. He took your legs out from under you so you could just eat dirt and be under my feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this is what we're here to do, is put him in his place. He knows what it is, but you must deal with it. Hallelujah. Now, in these last few minutes, thank you, Jesus. Let's turn over there to 1 John. Chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh is not of God. And that's the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard it should come, even is already now in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, did you hear that? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he. Greater is he. I said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said, the greater one is right here. You need to begin to have the faith in the God that's in here. Not just having in your heart and mind the God that's in heaven. That's fine. But faith in the one that's here.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Faith in the born-again spirit is the spiritual force that moves obstacles and changes circumstances in the life of the believer. The source of faith is God's Word. It is the answer to every situation or problem and has the power to overcome any challenge. Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified Classics describes faith as the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to live a victorious Christian life by faith. They are called to preach this uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. They're looking for ways to get the word of God to you so you could build your faith. Know who you are in Christ and live in the blessing of your covenant with God. This week, the Copelands are giving you a free series called Consistency, the Powerhouse of Faith. It's a 2-message series, one teaching by Brother Copeland and the other by Miss Gloria Copeland. Go to kcm.org to request your free copy today and start living in the wisdom, peace, and victory God has for you. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.